This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2257. Let's bury the hatchet. How to end an argument in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Do you frequently argue with friends, family, or romantic partners? Today, we are going to share different ways to talk about getting past the argument in English, and you'll hear what Michelle and Lindsay feel about holding grudges.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. Here at All Ears English, we know that finding good employees is everything. In the past, we've tried to hire without the right tools, and it was tedious and overwhelming. But Indeed makes hiring in one place easy. Listeners of All Ears English will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hello, Michelle. How are you doing today?
Hi, Lindsay. I'm good. I'm in another location today. Moving all around in my topsy-turvy summer.
Topsy-turvy summer. Guys, if you missed that episode, we did an episode about Michelle's topsy-turvy summer. If you're not sure what that word means, go and find that other episode. Right, Michelle?
Definitely, definitely. But Lindsay, I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Ooh, this is a tough one. Have you gotten into any big arguments in your life?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, luckily right now there's nothing huge, like life-changing, life-shaking argument that comes to mind. But, you know, for example, with my brother, I guess we have gotten into some arguments over the last couple of years as we've been in close touch dealing with family stuff. Yeah.
Oh, that'll do it. That's a common argument. I think everybody gets into, don't they say that if you don't argue with your partner, that usually that's not a good thing because you're holding things in or whatever?
Yeah.
So it's a natural part of life. But today we're not going to talk about the argument part. We're going to talk about the nice part of getting past the argument.
And
healing those relationships, because that's the best part, of course. And actually, just a few days ago over the weekend on our Sassy Saturdays, we did All Ears English, Do You Bicker With Your Family Members?
Yes.
So go and listen to that one. You can learn a little bit more about arguments. But today we're not talking about arguing.
Yeah, guys, don't forget that we publish on Saturdays now, Sassy Saturdays. Yep. So go over and find those Saturday episodes. Make sure you check your podcast queue, because we'll be dropping into your queue so you can listen on the weekends, right? And in order to drop into your queue, you need to be hitting follow, right? You need to hit that follow button. So we'll just show up for you as soon as that episode is available. All right. Okay.
All right. So Lindsay, what do you think are some of the top things people argue about?
Oh my gosh. Money, for sure. Yeah. Money number one.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, is especially in romantic relationships, money is the number one thing. Yes. Also, I would say politics, right?
Oh,
that's probably at the top, especially, I can't even say especially now, because I feel like since 2016 or before, it's been politics. But I mean, what else do people argue about?
I think they probably argue about their kids, you know, family, that sort of thing, the right way, the right choices to make for their kids and their family.
Ah, yeah.
Or maybe about their old, aging parents. right? In many cases, aging parents, and especially I think around the world, this happens more than in the US, aging parents might be living with you, right? So multi-generational families, these could be sources of arguments for sure. What's the best thing to do for this person?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, but again, today we are going to talk about getting past an argument with someone.
Yes.
So once you got all the nasty stuff out, and what are we going to do next?
Yeah.
So let's go through some of this vocabulary, Lindsay. What's the first one?
Okay. So the first one is to make up, right? So this is broad and it just means to say everything is okay now. Right. To end the argument is kind of a benchmark and say, okay, at this point we have like, we're okay. Right. The fight happened and we're okay now.
Right. Right. Yeah. Exactly. So, do we have an example of that?
Yeah. Here's one. They fought for weeks, but they finally made up when their friend forced them to talk. Right. And this could be, this could be for families, partners, teenagers in school. It could be for any kind of relationship, not so much for business. Though, would you say if there's some kind of argument, it's not the same thing? It's too personal.
No, yeah. Makeup is very personal sounding. Friend, romantic partner, family member. But yeah, not really at work. That's an interesting point.
That is interesting. I wonder what it would be at work. I'm not sure. Maybe we'll explore that on Business English another day, right?
Yeah, that would be good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
One? This one I think could work for the workplace. It's to bury the hatchet.
Ooh.
What does that mean?
What is a hatchet? But is a hatchet like a hammer? What is a hatchet?
I know. I was just thinking that too. I think of it as like an axe. Hold
on. Yeah. Right? I think it is. Like, I think it's a small axe.
Hatchet. I'm
like a handheld axe as far as I know. So that sounds kind of crazy. Why are we talking about axes here? We're not talking about physical violence. Okay. That's the first thing.
No. To me, this is a more, well, I mean, it is more metaphorical. I guess this comes from this idea that the hatchet is the weapon, the arguing, right? And so if you're burying it, you're just, it's still there, but you're just putting it away and you're basically, it's dead.
You're bearing the argument. It's probably a very old expression. You could look up the etymology of this. I don't know what it is, but we do still use this in American English. It's really interesting, even though it just feels very archaic, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah, it does. Yeah. So you could say, I don't want to fight anymore. Can we just bury the hatchet?
Yeah. And I could totally see saying this to a romantic partner at home.
Yeah.
Right. Let's say you've been fighting for a week straight. Every night at dinner, it's like, at each other's throats. Right. And then finally, can we just bury the hatchet, please? And we understand what that means, guys. So the native English here, really slangy English. All right.
Yes.
Quick reminder about our sponsor, Indeed. Earlier in the episode, I mentioned that hiring can be overwhelming and slow if you don't have the right tools. If you're in charge of hiring at your company or if you run your own business, then there is a better way. Try Indeed. Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't forget to grab this special deal. Get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions do apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Okay, next one is good. Make peace. Simple, right? Meaning is obvious. Right, Michelle?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're making peace.
Yeah.
Right? So the siblings made peace at the family reunion after 4 years of not talking.
Ooh. Wow. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I was in a group of friends last night and people were talking about long time arguments they have with their siblings. Oh. And I couldn't believe it. Like, it just strikes me. And some people will go for years and years without talking to, family members, siblings, that kind of thing. And it's so crazy. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, there are some family members of mine who have that kind of relationship with their siblings, not with my sibling, but And it's very sad to me. And
yeah,
I can't imagine that ever happening with,
I know,
my brother.
Well, that's what I think too. But yeah, it's just crazy. It's like 20 years, you know, and just not talking. Yeah. It's wild. Yep. So anyways, next one, this one's good. Forgive and forget. Also very personal, right? Pretty personal. Yes. This wouldn't be something I would, you know, say to a business colleague, let's forgive and forget. Because usually in business, you don't really get that hurt. You know what I mean? You don't get hurt.
Right.
Business is
right.
Business.
Right. This would be a little too vulnerable for the workplace.
Too vulnerable. Yeah. For example, let's forgive and forget. It's not worth fighting anymore. Okay. Good.
Right. So, but sometimes, do you ever hear someone say, I can forgive, but I can never forget?
Ugh, gosh. I think if someone said that to me, I'd be like, I'd roll my eyes a little bit, because then at that point, it's that person's problem.
Right. That means they're holding a grudge.
They're holding a grudge, which is actually way more painful for the person holding the grudge than the other person who's probably moved on.
Hanging on to that. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but sometimes people have that feeling of, okay, maybe, we'll get past this time, but I'm like, I'm going to keep it with me, because it almost feels like you're tallying up mistakes the other person has made.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know.
Yeah. It's dangerous.
Better to forget, I think.
I agree. I mean, it's better for you as the person who's been hurt, honestly. I mean, why do you think people fight for a long time? Why is it a certain personality type? Is it something else?
I do think there is a bit of a personality type. Some people, I mean, some people do. I hate to say it, maybe crave the drama.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
It's exciting to fight, right? And not in a good way. For me, it just makes me very upset. I remember fighting with a friend in college a few times, and I felt almost sick to my stomach when it would happen. It's just when something isn't right between with a friend or someone, I don't feel right. Even with my son, if I feel like, like he's unhappy with me, or we're just, my soul feels different.
100%. I feel exactly the same way. It's just, you can't move on with your life in a normal way. It's just, you want to move on. So some people, I think it's ego. Drama. The ego loves drama. And when people are just kind of focused on the wrong things, wanting to stay engaged with that drama is pretty toxic. Right, Michelle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. And then here's a little bonus one is life is too short.
Yes.
So this is very common. Lindsay, tell us about this one.
Oh, you hear this a lot. You know, you hear this a lot in response to when someone is trying to say why they're not going to hang on to something. Mm-hmm. You know, let's just move on. Life is too short. You know, or sometimes you see life is short. Let's take that vacation to New Zealand or something.
Right, right. Life is short. Eat the cake.
Yeah.
Right.
I always eat the cake.
On a little plaque or something.
Always eat the cake.
Right. Yeah. So we could do a whole episode on life is too short. Life's too short. Because that's pretty common. But yeah. So should we do a role play?
Yeah. Let's do a role play. So here you and I are friends. But we haven't spoken in 2 weeks because we had an argument 2 weeks ago. So I would also be having I'd be having a physical response probably in some way. And it's almost like your lizard brain comes out, you know? Yeah. It's not good. It's not a good feeling. So here we go.
Not good.
Okay, Michelle.
Okay.
I really want to make peace now. It just isn't worth it. We are such close friends.
I know. I'm just still getting over everything that happened, but I want to make up too. It just takes time.
I know. Life is too short to fight, though. Can we just bury the hatchet?
Okay. Let's just forgive and forget.
Great. Okay. So it sounds like probably I did something to you, right?
Yeah.
There was some kind of argument. Maybe I went on a date with your boyfriend or something. Uh-oh. I don't know. Something really bad. Right. So let's go back through it. Here we go, Michelle.
Okay.
What did you say? What did I say first?
You said, I really want to make peace.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
You want to get past the argument.
Yes. And then you said, I know, I'm just still getting over everything that happened, but I want to make up too. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then we had our little bonus. You said, life is too short to fight though. And then you said, can we just bury the hatchet?
Yeah. Can we just bury the hatchet? And that is that weird archaic one that we I don't know why we're still using that, but we are. And then you said, okay, let's just forgive and forget. So clearly you were ready. You wanted to, but you were still kind of hanging on. So I had to come to you and say, here's the deal. Right. You know, let's get past this. Right.
There is a physical response that is necessary to be able to get over something. Do you ever, I'm not sure that I'm articulating myself correctly here, but basically, if you get disturbed or angry or something, do you sometimes feel you want to, but your body is biologically not letting you, is not ready to move on?
Yeah, probably.
Does that make sense
at
all? Not even just for an argument, but maybe just something that is something troubling
disturbing?
That happened. And yeah, maybe something disturbing or even just a little something. And you just need to, you know that it's not that serious and you know that you will get past it, but your body has some sort of, I think I read somewhere that the body takes a few minutes to get over from being angry. Sometimes I feel like my mind wants to get past something, but my body isn't there. Does that sound strange?
Completely. I think it's probably adrenaline and other hormones that get pumped into your body. And, you know, historically, that's the hormones we needed to be able, and neurotransmitters to be able to run from the lion, you know, like that. Right. Yeah, it always comes back to evolutionary psychology, right?
Right. But so it almost feels like it almost feels like you have to like come down from that. If you're at this heightened place, then your body is slowly coming down and you know, okay, I'm going to feel in a second. I just need that time.
Totally. 100%. There are some practices like deep breathing, which will bring out the parasympathetic nervous system, right? Because the sympathetic nervous system is what gets the brain wired up and going and responding. And then the parasympathetic brings it down from my lay knowledge of of brain chemistry and that kind of thing, right? So just breathing, lowering like the temperature, right? In that way that could strategically, but maybe it's the next day, maybe it's the next week, right? Maybe you're just not there yet too. That's another thing as well. And that's okay. Right. You know, as long as you eventually get there for your own good, rather than the other person's good. Yeah,
exactly. You're not holding on to it. It's it's different to like just need a second to kind of bring it back down rather than to just say, no, I'm not even going to try. I'm holding on to this.
Yeah. Exactly. And also for connection. So it is for the other person. It's for the two of you. And guys, just to remind you, you know, these phrases are not really for business. They're too personal. They're showing too much vulnerability that you've been hurt by the person. And that really, it's not the same in a business setting to show that vulnerability. Right. So maybe another day we'll show you what you would say in business. That could be super interesting, Michelle.
That is a great idea. Yes, I will get on that. Make sure you guys are following the Business English Podcast.
Yeah, we'll see you over there. And Michelle, thanks for being on the show today and teaching us these phrases today. Very good stuff.
Thank you. All right. Bye, guys. Bye, Lindsay.
You take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.